Today we're catching up with Landon Walker. He's a standout athlete from Cokeville High School. Landon, thanks for taking a few minutes and speaking with us today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
First off, Landon, I guess I wanted to talk football. I know it's football season's over, but the recent selection for the Wyoming Super 25 are out, and you were on that list. Kind of tell us how that process works, because it seems like it's kind of secretive until it's not, and then you find out. Tell me how that worked out for you.
Yeah, so I guess I kind of started my freshman year, like, setting goals and whatnot, and then this year, I don't know how, like, the selection process comes down to, but I'm sure, like, you know, coaches around the state and our coaches here at Cokeville probably have a say, then they look at stat lines and stuff, so I was fortunate enough to be selected for that honor.
How much fun is it to know that you got one more game that you get to play, or at least potentially?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty exciting, especially getting to play with some of the best players in the state. Like, it's pretty exciting to spend, you know, hopefully get to play in the Shrine Bowl. And I know it's something I've looked forward to since I was an eighth grader being a stat boy. So
let's look at, you know, this last season the Panthers had, obviously, a big changeover, big and yet familiar at the same time. Obviously, you had Coach Dayton and Coach Nate, longtime coaches there, and then now Marty Linford taking over. Talk to us about your seasons and some of the things that you remember from this last fall.
Yeah, so just the transitioning coach has been pretty hard just because, like, you know, Coach Dayton's been here forever. And so I'd be able to, like, grow a pretty good relationship with him through my first three seasons. Then Coach Linford, you know, I've had him in wrestling, so I had a pretty good relationship with him and a trust factor there, I guess you could say. So I guess coming into the season, like, I had a pretty good relationship with the coach already, but I knew there was going to be some change with the offenses and stuff. So, I mean, it was like I anticipated the change, but I didn't really know how easy or challenging it was going to be.
Well, the Panthers had a good run. Made it to the semifinals in the postseason. Talk to us about what were some of your funnest experiences over the course of the season?
Yeah, so probably the Tongue River game, because we kind of came in there as underdogs. Then, you know, we shut them out and was able to score 21 points on them. So that was probably the funnest game of the year, just because we were able to prove some of the doubters wrong. And then playing Lovell, like, in the semifinals and the first, like, season opener in conference play, like, we knew they were going to be a good team, and we knew we were going to have to prepare for them. So it was fun to challenge ourselves, and neither one of the games went our way, but it was fun to know that we had to put our best game plan in order to beat those guys, and they're a good team, and they showed it. So
let's switch over to wrestling, because obviously you're in the middle of that season now, and you're one of the standouts for the Panthers. Walk us through what's been happening so far.
Yeah, so there's been a bunch of us putting in extra work in the mornings and stuff, and then weight training hard, but other than that, we just try to enter each practice, you know, getting a little bit better, try to get in better shape. And so, yeah, our senior class is real little. There's only three of us, so we're just trying to be role models for these younger guys coming in, and it's something to get excited for, hoping to give a good run in a state title, even though we have one of the smallest teams. Like, I think we finished third last year, so it's pretty exciting knowing that if we just keep making improvements, we can accomplish some pretty big goals.
Yeah, Lincoln County as a whole did very well last year. Of course, Cameron winning the title, and then Star Valley doing very well. Is also, you get to see a lot of these teams and a lot of these guys, especially you're wrestling at 189, is that correct?
195
this year. Okay. Well, yes, what sir. Are say what are do you have any individual matches or bouts that you look forward to when you're out during the course of the season?
You know, last year my semifinals at Ronthon, I don't know how you say it. I call him Grayson Boudry or Boudry or whatever.
Yeah, Boudry.
Yeah, and he's pretty phenomenal. So he's at the weight below me, so I'm not sure if he's gonna. What, you know, what 3A is going to hold for him. But, I mean, our match last year was pretty close. And so that's probably the person I look forward to wrestling most, just to see his improvement and along with mine, and see if it's another great match or whatever the case may be.
You talked about just three seniors in your class. Talk about your fellow seniors, and you talked about being a leader. What are some things you'd like to leave behind for your legacy for these younger guys in Cokeville athletics?
Yeah, for sure. So I think one of the – we have this chant we do at the end of every practice, and it's – we did it in football, then it kind of carried over into wrestling, and we chant, be relentless in the pursuit of – like, in the pursuit of excellence. Because, I mean, you're never going to have a perfect match or perfect game or whatever, but if you can strive for that, it seems like everything gets a little bit easier. And so if you're striving for excellence, you know, you're going to work harder in practice, maybe come in the extra morning to lift weights or whatever, because you know you're going to have to give it your all in order to achieve that goal.
And who are your fellow seniors? Who's there with you?
So we got Cale Thompson. He's wrestling 160. Then Jackson Wesky. So.
And where are the Panthers? You guys just were at the Tournament of Champions in Vernal, correct?
Yes, sir.
And how did you feel like that tournament went?
You know, that was probably the hardest tournament I've ever had to wrestle through. So as a team, we didn't fare as good as we wanted to. But two of us placed, and one other kid won some pretty tough matches. But other than that, like, we competed well. We knew it was going to be tough going in there, wrestling against those 5 and 6A schools. But I mean, overall, it was a good wake-up call to come back from Christmas break and start getting back into some sort of shape.
So where are you headed now? Where are the Panthers wrestling this weekend?
We're going to go to the Green River Team Ghouls and take on some stiff competition there and see how that fares out.
You know, we talk about this all the time. We talk about the participation level and the competitive nature of Cokeville High School, but it really is amazing to have the percentage of kids out for athletics that are out. I mean, it really is. I've often wondered who's watching the game because they're all competing. Talk to us about that and kind of growing up in that culture and what feeds that and what have you feel like you've done to make sure that continues after you're gone.
Yeah, so I guess it's just that's kind of just what you do. I mean, that's kind of all Cokeville has. We don't have a grocery store, but we have almost every sport team that's possible. And so that's kind of like the legacy that the people before of us have built in, is just trying to win that state championship and us competing in up two classifications in football and being one of the smallest basketball and wrestling teams. Like, everybody has to come out in order to get that state title or whatever. So I guess that's just kind of what's expected of us, more or less. Then, yeah.
Well, it seems like you guys ought to all be salesmen because you convince everybody to come out and do it.
Yeah.
Speaking with Landon Walker, what are some of your goals and things that you'd like to accomplish? Obviously, you want to win a state championship in wrestling and you want to get to state, those types of things. But what are some other things at the end of wrestling and maybe even after wrestling?
Yeah, so this wrestling season, me and one of my coaches, we kind of been talking, and like, in order for us to succeed this year as a team, maybe it's like, you know, cut back on like the personal goals as much and make sure like these younger guys are improving for maybe not even this season, but next season. So that's kind of one of the major goals this year, is because we have a pretty young team. Like, our junior class is pretty big, so get them ready, you know, and hopefully get them, a lot of them, placed in top four at state. And then some of our sophomores are, for example, like Brody Dean, like, he should probably place top three, hopefully. And so we're trying to get him ready because he's got to win some tough matches, but we can expect that of him. And so it's pretty exciting for us down here. And then after high school, I'm hoping to walk on a football team, either at UW or Idaho State, and we'll see where that carries me from there.
All right. So yeah, want to keep hitting the pads then.
Yeah, that's the goal for sure.
All right. Well, Len, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as your high school career is kind of heading down the end of the stretch?
Yeah, no, I can't really think of nothing. So,
well, we appreciate you coming on and checking with us, Landon Walker of Cokeville High School. Thank you, Landon. Good luck the rest of the season, and good luck afterwards.
Yeah, thank you. Good talking to you.